step one, thank you for coming today. Thanks for singing. Thanks for coming to the eval. We get a lot of guys that don't show up.
That makes it real hard if we do need to sing a piece or try to do a demonstration. So I appreciate it. We might get a little technical in a few things, but the whole thing is we can just build a couple of ideas that you can take home and start developing. I think it's going to help everybody all together. Performance category, real quick, does anybody have any questions about the change from the presentation to performance? It's not as big as people think it is.
No.
No real questions. Did anybody go to the master class with Steve yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. So you picked up some of that. So you might hear some of the same things, just the themes there. So score-wise, let's see, we had Steve had a 61-63 and then 64-62, so we're just going right in there. Usually when we're scoring in the 61 to 64 range, I can almost not look at the sheet and tell you some of the elements that that are common. I actually think we could bring in probably five or six choruses all together and do a group eval because the district would be benefited by that.
Sure.
And what I also would suggest to the district is get Barry or get somebody to come in and work with a group of directors and music leadership to help bring some of this stuff to you because, you know, this is, we're going to talk about some fairly basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right from the beginning, I'll forget you. There's a concept I talked to the quartets last night about called word painting and development. And word painting is just simply, when you tell a kid a story, you know, it's not once upon a time there was a pretty princess. It's once upon a time there was a pretty princess. So what did I do there? I took certain words and I gave them some value. I made the words actually match a pretty princess, you know. You can do that with anything you sing. You can go through and find those key words, those descriptive words, okay? And we miss some opportunities right off the bat. You have the repeat on said goodbye, okay? Repeats are there, are put there by the music guys. Usually they have some reason for that. One, the barbershop style. We have a lot of repeats, a lot of things that forward the music. It fits a musical purpose. But as performers, we tend to just kind of let them go. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, every time you have a repeat, every time you have a pickup, every time you have a back time, it's got to mean something. It's got to have some value to it. Otherwise, it's just throwaway. And throwaway moments like that, are they going to do that all day?
Yeah, maybe.
Throwaway moments like that are gaps in the cohesion of a performance. Okay, so when you have a repeat right there, who has the repeat on said goodbye? Is it bassist? Bassist. Okay, so you just have an opportunity to say goodbye. Goodbye. Not said goodbye. Okay? Don't even stand up. Can you sing that section right there? Just for time wise. I just want to hear how you're doing that. And I love the guys that automatically get to the edge of the seat without having to tell them, but that's great. Just start them off there.
Oh, you have said.
No, or try this.
Though you have said, forgive me. Though you have said goodbye.
Okay. Hold that thought right there. Said goodbye. That's a moment for the bassist to go, oh my God, she said goodbye. Oh, she said goodbye. That should be a moment of realization, right? There's a story behind that. She said goodbye. That should be an oh my God moment. Oh, she really said goodbye. Do that one more time. And don't be afraid to explore. Just go a little bit with it. Just oversell it just a tiny bit.
Though you have said forgive me, though you have said goodbye.
A little ragged because the guys are doing different things there.
Yeah.
But when you're shaping a song, find those moments like that because it carries you into the next thought. And thought changes line to line. We saw that a lot with your chorus and with other choruses, what we call phrase to phrase singing. Okay. The director has a plan for you, but you're just following the director's plan. You haven't really internalized what's going on or what the story is. Okay. All these little moments of said goodbye, don't be afraid to explore those a little bit. Have, you know, you're actors, right? You need to be a character when you're on stage.
And when the basses are doing that repeat, probably the other three parts, even though we're posting, our facial expression should be somehow adding some emphasis as well.
Yeah, there should be some realization. It's going to be individualized. And the other thing is to make sure that we're just not waiting for the basses to get done.
Right.
So the rest of the chorus could be, you know, could just be doing a nice, gentle, you know, little simmer a little bit. Don't just sit flatline, right. You know. I used to work in a hospital, surgical ICU. Flatline's not good.
No.
Okay. we like seeing the lines move. So whenever you have that, and again, it's a common thing in this scoring range, is you hit it, okay, I'm on it, I got my note. It's flatline. It's just not going anywhere. And that's a next level type thing, if you can start developing that. The notes I have, I write things down on the right side of my page, just basically to give me a kind of a script for what we can work on, or what I can suggest you work on. Point of view and story. Okay, I'm sure you've talked about a story behind this, but how in depth have you gotten on it?
We've actually talked about it quite a bit with the guys. This is not the first time we've used this in contests, okay. And so we've talked about the fact that this is our way of saying goodbye to someone that we're never going to forget, and we know that you're leaving and you've made this decision, but I want you to know that I'm always going to be there for you.
So more specific, who is that someone? Girlfriend, wife?
Yep.
And well, girlfriend. And where is she going?
Somewhere we don't like.
And that's good. Yeah. One of the things that we learn as we try to bring a little more I'd say acting, but a little more method to our what we're doing, is we need to be more specific. Okay, you need to have a specific story. I love what the Ambassadors of Harmony did. Kevin Keller was telling us about their ballad at the last International, and he said, in my mind, I had a slideshow, and every section I saw a different picture, and he built it in his head, and he knew it, and he wrote it, he knew what that picture was. So instead of just one theme of I'm saying goodbye to you, I know you're gone, for him, and probably for me, it would be, you know, I don't forget you, you know, I'll be fine, but maybe I really won't be fine, okay? And then as the song progresses, this is harder for me to say. This should be harder and harder for me to say I'll forget you, because I'm lying, right? Isn't that really what's going on, is you're saying I'll forget her, but the truth is I'm not going to forget her. Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about more desperation in the second half.
Absolutely, and actually I had a note on that, is when you get to the end there, it should be heartbroken. Broken. It's pretty. It should be absolutely crushed. And if you're unwilling to go there, then you're going to stay in this kind of scoring range. And more importantly, it's not the score, it's the engagement with you with the song, and then once you're engaged with the song, then it's going to be to the audience. The audience is going to go right there with it. And you want that audience on the edge of their seat. You want them going, oh my God, how far is this going to go? Oh my God. And you want them feeling that. And the only way to do it is to have a very specific story. And to have this development. I write down discovery. You know, this should be a moment of, this should be moments of discovery as you're going through. You start off nice and pretty, and the song just gets harder and harder for you to tell this story. You know, have you ever been telling a story to somebody, and without realizing, all of a sudden it hits you and you choke up a little bit, mm-hmm. and you go, hey, okay, wait a second, that's what this song should be. You know, everybody to their own individual level, we don't want to lose singing, but it's got to go that direction. And that will dramatically, forget what the singing guys say, the music guys say, if you can engage that, your presentation scores, your performance scores are just going to keep going up and up and up, because people are going to believe you. Okay. So that was my thing. Make sure you're clear on the point of view of the journey, discovery, and be careful it's just not samey. It just kind of got a little samey. You got through the intro and it just kind of felt a little samey, like you weren't really finding a journey in the story. Okay? I know this is touchy-feely stuff. I know that, you know, it was hard for me to buy into a couple of years ago, but it works. And you know what? I enjoy singing so much more when I'm doing that. So I give credit to a lead I used to sing with. That was wonderful. So if you go through the whole song, and tell you line by line by line. Five? Okay, good. Make them chuckle. make them laugh. Okay, 64, 62, right in that same range.
got moments of, and the singing guys will talk about this, but it does affect our category, where it just got a little raucous, became a little more gang singing, a little more lobby singing. Is this new or is this an old one?
This is second time.
Second time, yeah, okay. So lots of stuff we can do. I wrote down at the bottom of the page, I love writing good stuff down. Good energy, a good plan. You could use just a little more purpose for the sections and a little more storytelling. Because it really is, there's a little bit of a story. Uptunes are harder to get really in-depth like we talk about the ballads. But there is a little bit of story there. All the Rage had some sync issues that just is a distractor. When you have a distractor, you know, it's just hard to move the pencil too far to the right on the scoring page there. Comical. Do something. Okay? Do something. Comical one. Let's go. Well, that wasn't very funny, but it was something. That's an example of just do something. Okay. You did a little something there, right? But
it was kind of a hand gesture, but yeah. A comical one.
Okay. So everybody do something stupid. Just for explore that. Just play with that, okay? Everybody do something stupid. This song should be slapstick, right? This is Laurel and Hardy.
Yes.
You guys all remember Laurel and Hardy?
Yes.
Shall I get it?
Aren't they a rap group?
So a simple, I love putting plus marks on my paper. Shakespeare. You guys did something different. You gave the song some interest right there. You did a little voice. You did a little color in that. Okay, that's exactly. I want to see that throughout the song. I want to see the in and out. You know, this whole song is just. It kind of just drives to the end, and people just kind of forget that. You know. It's got punchlines in it, okay? Make those punchlines have some value to it.
We played the Donald O'Connor video, but we couldn't get anybody to do the dance moves.
It was bouncing off the wall.
We watched that in performance in the category school for the sake of counting how many things he did, because we had the rule of threes with comedy, but he used the rule of fives and I think sevens.
Yeah.
If you count how many times he messes up and hits the wall and then he goes through the wall, right? And that's the same one we're talking about. So, you have a line where you go to too old, make him laugh.
Yeah.
But you just kind of plow into it. There's a thought change there, right?
Yeah.
So either something needs to happen vocally, physically. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I don't write prescriptions, okay? I give you general ideas and let you explore with it. But
some where the melody line changes back from the bass line to the lead line.
Yeah, it just kind of plows through.
Okay.
Okay. And there's an opportunity for, you know, get. I don't care if it's just a little energy reset or how you want to do it, but make sure something happens. It could be a dynamic change. It needs something right there.
We had a plan. Apparently, we didn't do it.
Apparently not.
We had the basses step out for that lead line that they've got, and then they were supposed to come back in, and the leads were supposed to take the step out.
Well, even on the trade-off is what I'm talking about. There's actually a thought change there.
Yeah.
Okay. And it didn't feel like anything changed. And I actually wrote down samey. I said the variety in the plan. You have an opportunity to add much more variety in your plan. Okay. Those are the things I would go for. The intro, just like I was talking about with the ballad, you know. What's the first words?
Listen now.
Listen now, one and all. Okay. Pick a volunteer. Lawrence isn't buying any of this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're going with Craig, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Just speak that to me.
Listen now.
Just speak it. Listen now, one and all.
Listen now. Listen now, one and all.
Okay, very good. Tell it to a two-year-old.
Listen now, one and all.
What do you do different?
Altered my voice.
A little bit. You just did, and I'm not saying you have to do it exactly that way. That's the kicking the pendulum too far, you know, just for the sake of exploring it and then come back. But the whole thing is you want to add, that's your once upon a time moment right there. Listen now, one and all. Yeah, that's where you're bringing everybody. Hey, come listen. That's what you want to do with that, right? So everybody needs to explore that. And you might want to grab, you know, you two do it. Just go around the chorus, stand in the circle and do it, and just randomly pick guys, and then sing it two or three times and see if it comes together. And it just will add an interest to that, and it will draw people in. And that's what you want. You want to draw people in.
Well, what we did do on that line, you know, one and all, is to
move our hands out.
Yeah, and watch the video, because you also did this. There was less purpose than I think you intended for that. Hold up.
All right.
Thanks, gentlemen. And you can contact us, and we'll go any more we can with that.
That was Paul Agnew from Performance Category.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Go get the camera. It's not on. Oh, I should have.